Hello and welcome back to English Only with the Doctor on Graphit 94.9 FM. This is the Doctor speaking. And in this episode, as we travel through the discovery of the stories being told through Canadian art, music, and culture, we're going to start our time off with Buffy St. Marie, a Canadian native person, activist, pacifist, voice that is renowned for all to hear. She holds true to her culture and to her roots, coming from a Cree origin. Starting her career in 1964 or 1965, this first song is Piney Wood Hills.
I'm a rambler and a rover, and a wanderer, it seems. I've traveled all over, chasing after my dreams. But a dream should come true, and a heart should be filled, and a life should be lived in the piney wood hills. I'll return to the woodlands, I'll return to the snow, I'll return to the hills and the valley below. I'll return like a poor man, or but I'm on my way home to the piney wood hills. I was raised on a song there. I done right, I done wrong there, and it's true I belong there, and it's true it's my home. Someday I'll find someone who will love as I love my piney wood hills. I was raised on a song there, and I done right, I done wrong there.
In 1983, Buffy St. Marie was the first Indigenous person to ever receive an Oscar for the co-written song Up Where We Belong. What I like about this particular singer is not just her voice and the profoundness of her lyrics, but the fact that she is still relevant today. Starting her career in the mid-1960s, 1964, I believe, she is still filling houses, speaking her mind, expressing new albums, and continuing her career in musical relevance. This next song is from her again. It's called Rolling Log Blues from her 1966 album, Little Wheel Spin and Spin. This next band, originating in 1962 under a different name, The Guess Who, from 1965 to 1975, were acclaimed enormous international success. They were the hot band, and they had three or four albums on the top 20, not only in Canada, but in the American context. These next songs showcase some of their great plights and exploits in terms of Canadian music. They are the songs These Eyes from their 1969 album Wheatfield Soul, American Woman from the 1970 album of the same name, and Laughing from their 1969 album Canned Wheat.
Again, the hurting's on me. sides. Watched you bring my world to an end. This heart could not accept and pretend. See another one like I had with you.
should laugh, but I cry because your love has passed me by. You took me by surprise. You didn't realize that I was waiting. Time goes slowly, but it carries on. And now the best years have come and gone. You took me by surprise. I didn't realize that you were laughing. What you're doing to me, it ain't the way it should be. You took away everything I had, you put the hurt on me. Took away everything I had, you put the hurt on me. I go alone now, calling your name after losing at the game. You took me by surprise. I didn't realize that you were lying. Time goes slowly, but it carries on. And now the best years have come and gone. You took me by surprise. I didn't realize that you were laughing.
Laughing,
what you're doing to me.
Laughing,
the way it should be.
You took away everything I had, you put the hurt on me.
To me.
You took away everything I had, you put the hurt on me.
Now, in 1975, the Guess Who disbanded because their main singer, Burton Cummings, decided to go a different way. And I thought I'd just introduce a little how different his view was relating to his musical journey. This next song is from Burton, from his album Dream of a Child, the song Break It to Them Gently.
Baby sister, be as kind as you can. Break it to my grandma, said that boy's wild and bad. Break it to them gently when you tell them that I won't be coming home again. 'Cause I'm running with a gun and it isn't any fun as a fugitive.
Running with a gun and it isn't. try to soothe them. Gotta really try to soothe them. Gotta really try to roll them. Gotta roll it to my mother. Gotta roll it to my grandma. Gotta roll the old lady. Roll it to my mother. Roll it to my mother. Roll the old lady. Roll it to my grandma.
Now, it's not uncommon that bands decide, or members of the bands anyway, decide to go different ways. And the band, the Canadian band called The Band, they originated in 1958 under a different name. I called it The Hawks. And that band itself consisted of Bob Dylan as one of the singers and writers. When they decided to switch ways, Bob Dylan took his solo career and it skyrocketed. And the band, they went a different way. This is a song that still has a lot of influences from Bob Dylan, and the band itself was a major part of Bob Dylan's solo career as they promoted him during their 1974 tour. Tears of Rage.
Now
Now, the following songs all had Bob Dylan's influence. Here on Graph Hit 94.9 FM, with English Only and the Doctor, I introduce to you the band collaborating with Bob Dylan, the songs Crash on the Livy and the live version of Most Likely, You Go Your Way.
Crash on a levee, mom, water's gonna overflow. Swamp's gonna rise, no boat's gonna roll. Now you can train on down to Williams Point. You can bust your feet, you can rock this joint. But oh, mom, ain't you gonna miss your best friend now? You're gonna have to find yourself another best friend somehow. Now don't you try and move, you're just gonna lose. There's a crash on the levee and mama, you've been refused. Well, it's sugar for sugar, it's salt for salt. If you go down in the flood, it's gonna be your fault. Oh, mama, ain't you gonna miss your best friend now? Yes, you're gonna have to find yourself another best friend somehow. Well, the high tide's rising, mama, don't you let me down. Pack up your suitcase, mama, don't you make a sound. Now it's king for king, queen for queen. It's gonna be the meanest flood that anybody's seen. Oh, mama, ain't you gonna miss your best friend now? Yes, you're gonna have to find yourself another best friend somehow.
Time will tell who has failed.
Welcome back to Graph Hit 94.9 FM and English Only with the Doctor. This is the Doctor speaking, and this week is a two-part series on the greatest Canadian albums and bands ever. Now, in researching this particular session, I had a really difficult time selecting the music because the music was so eclectic and dates back from so far away, music that I've been listening to for most of my life and didn't even know it was Canadian. We have yet to venture into the 80s, and with this next band, this is an 80s music band called the Cowboy Junkies. Now, they originated from Toronto, Ontario. A lot of bands did at the time, at least from Middle Canada. In 1965, they started their career based on the creative efforts of their bassist, Alan Anton, and the three Timmins siblings, Michael, Peter, and Margot. Now, I have to admit, this is not my favorite kind of music. It is an alternative country folk rock band. I like folk music. I really do love folk music. But I find that there's not enough upbeat, perhaps, to what I prefer when I listen to folky music. But what I particularly like about this band, not just their renownedness or the fact that their albums hit the top charts in Canada at the time, but it's the velvet voice of their lead singer Margot Timmins. She just sounds like butter. So, on that note, I'm introducing her version of Sweet Jane from their first album, Trinity Session in 1989, and the second song from their album Lay It Down in 1994, Common Disaster.
Thank you.
Like I said, this smoothness of her voice just sounds like butter. One particular band that I'd like to highlight today is Sons of Freedom. They're a Canadian rock band that started in 1986. They're from British Columbia. And what I really like about them is that I think that they debuted the alternative grunge rock on the Canadian scene. They are tremendously talented. And what's particularly interesting about their first album, which debuted in 1987 on June 15th, it was 6 months before the alternative rock scene debut from the point of view of Nirvana in the United States. This is their first song, Fuck the System. This next song comes from the same album from 1988, and it's called The Criminal. We'll be right back. Now, this next band is not new to Graf Hit 94.9 FM. The doctor is leaving the house, and I bid you to be good and kind despite this heat wave, to be loving and honest and open. I leave you with these two last songs from the Tragically Hip, New Orleans is Sinking, from their 1989 album Up to Here, and Ahead by a Century from their 1996 album Trouble at the Hen House. And I will see you next week for part two.
All right. Burn blue on the street, loose and complete under sky, so smoky blue-green. I can't foresee a Dixie did she, so we dance the sidewalk clean. My memory is muddy, what's this river that I'm in? New Orleans is sinking, man, and I don't want to swim.
Tree. to